So what's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Noggin Zone, and today we're going to talk about electric vehicles in Norway. 64%, yes, 64% is the number of cars in Norway which are actually electric vehicles. That's a huge number. To put this thing in perspective, let's talk about the percentage of electric vehicles back in America. In America, there are only 2%. There's 2% of electric vehicles, and 98% are run by petrol or diesel or whatever, non-electric cars, whatever. But in Norway, if you talk about 64%, that's a huge number. And in the first quarter of 2020, the total cars sold, out of which 75% were electric vehicles. And they also have a plan to make the country fossil fuel free by 2025, which means that they will not sell any kind of petrol or diesel run car in Norway after 2025. And that's a quite realistic goal for a country like Norway, which already has 64% of cars which run on electricity. Now, why is Norway talking about getting all the things done by the electric vehicles rather than using the more convenient and more, the alternate, which is the petrol powered? Because they love nature, you know. Anything that Norway does is something, a step ahead than the rest of the world. And we should give a round of applause for this country that are doing bets for nature. Now, it all started back in the 1990s when they started putting investment into producing hydroelectricity and other form of renewable energy. Let me correct that. And because of it, running EV is much more better option than rather driving a petrol car, because your car runs from the energy that is provided by water itself. In developing countries, it's a bit of a problem, because if you just sell electric vehicles in a developing country, such, for example, India, where 80% of the electricity comes from non-renewable sources, you are technically running your car on coal, because, the electricity is produced by coal and then it is transferred to line, out of which 21% is just lost in transaction, and again, it plugs into your car, so your car is actually running on coal, which is not a good thing, to be honest. And Norway has overcome this loop, and they have made hydroelectricity, solar energy, and wind their main companions. And the thing that you should acknowledge is that they actually sit on a huge oil field, and the demand for oil is still high in certain places around the world. So what they do is they actually sell oil from their country to other countries around the world, and then they get the money. So they get the money from selling gas or non-renewable energy or non-renewable sources, get that money and use it to produce renewable energy, which is kind of cool. And they have clean air over in Norway. And, even the policies by the government are super good, about that they don't even have sales taxes on certain cars if they are electric vehicles. So suppose Tesla wants to sell their car in Norway, they don't have to pay any kind of sales taxes. And it's pretty amazing to think about the thing that buying a Tesla in America is actually more expensive than in Norway, when we consider that Norway is pretty more expensive in the daily goods area, and even the Teslas are actually produced and made in America. So, sales taxes play a major role so that people can actually go and buy these electric vehicles. Not only Tesla, but Nissan Leaf and Polo by Volkswagen have been doing their own bits in this country. The next thing is income taxes. You can actually get an exemption or a percentage deduction from the government if you have an electric vehicle. So you don't have to pay, suppose, 20% income tax, or rather pay 10% instead of 20% if you have an electric vehicle, which is pretty good if you own a car. Insurance company also helps insurance companies. They will charge you more if you have a normal petrol car or a normal diesel car rather than an electric vehicle. So it's pretty much much more economical for the buyer to actually buy electric vehicles in Norway. And even talking about ferries and tolls, they don't have to pay if you have electric vehicles. So if you want to get in and out of Oslo or any other country or travel through a highway where there are tolls set up, you don't have to pay tolls, and you can get exemption from tolls just because you have an electric vehicle. So these all policies help to boost the electric vehicle market for Norway. But Norway is not actually having a lot of profits from selling EV, and they're just doing it for environment, to be honest. And the other thing that we should also acknowledge is that the electricity that is used for charging these cars actually cost no money. Yes, you heard it right, no money. It's for $0 or €0 in the Europe. If you live in Europe, you can consider euro. So you don't have to pay anything to charge your car. So there are about 2,000 charging units in and around Oslo in itself. So if you are driving to your supermarket, suppose, so you take your car and you drive to the supermarket, and outside the supermarket there are actually small charging booths. They look like small barricades, but they are actually not barricades, they are charging stations. So you just plug the car into that barricade and it charges your car just for free, and you don't have to pay anything. And this all comes from the money that they make from the Soviet Union fund. So this fund actually makes money by selling fossil fuels. So most of you know that Norway actually sits on a huge oil field. So they technically sell non-renewable sources of energy, get that money, and use that money to make renewable sources of energy. So it's kind of really fascinating to think about the way the economy and this loop kind of works. And every country should talk about it and do something so that even the air to breathe is much more cleaner than it is right now. Now, it is actually a big task when you consider a developing country. Let's take an example of India. So in India, 80% of the whole electricity comes from coal and other fossil fuels, which is pretty much bad. So if you are having a normal electric car, so you are actually using electricity which is generated by burning fossil fuels and just plugging your car to it, which doesn't make any sense because you are ultimately burning fossil fuels to drive your car. Now, the thing can be made better if you definitely change the setup, the whole setup, the whole thing that 80% of the fuel comes, electricity actually comes from burning fossil fuels. You should be more focusing on renewable sources of energy rather than non-renewable sources of energy. So look at your Norway and look at other European countries, Scandinavian countries like Sweden, maybe even Netherlands, and doing their own bits to promote electric vehicles. Italy is a bit far behind other than any other country in Europe, but they are also doing their own thing. And there needs to be an economy which actually works on electric vehicles. So this was it. This was how Norway is doing so good in the field of electric vehicles. Of course, they are also doing better things in healthcare or say education. We'll make different videos on it. And actually, I want to emphasize on a country which is called as Bhutan. Not many of you might know it because it is a really small country, just north to India, and it's squeezed between India and China. It's a really small country, but it's the only carbon negative country. And I'll make a podcast on it maybe sometime soon. And that's the one of the few countries that actually export electricity from renewable sources, which is really amazing for me to look after, understand, and let you all guys know. So thank you guys for listening. Keep learning and keep exploring. Thank you.